The Yellowstone County Jail is conveniently located only 3 miles from the Yellowstone County Sheriff's Office and is a little different from my own. First off, the county seat and city it resides in is the largest in Montana, with a population of over 100,000. The Magic City was given its moniker as a result of its rapid growth as a rail hub and was named for Union Pacific magnate Frederick H. Billings. We sat in Detective Chuck Schultz's guest chairs. How cold is the case? The investigator of cold case files grunted, "Glacial." The short, heavyset man with the mustache and glasses sighed. "Between us and Bighorn County, we have the highest concentration of missing and murdered Native women in the country." I looked out the window at the graying sky. "Do you suspect foul play?"
"Of course I do, Sheriff. I'm a cop. It's my job to suspect foul play."
He reached into his desk and pulled out a pile of manila folders that looked to be about a foot thick.
"Over 30 women have been lost on the road from here to LD, Lame Deer, or LG, Lodge Grass. Take your pick."
I glanced at the pile. "Do you have a file on Jeannie Long?"
"You mean Jeannie One Moon? Where'd you get Jeannie Long?"
"She has a sister, Jaya Longbow, over in Lame Deer, whose name is Long, so I guess she's adopted that from the woman she's staying with."
"Long, as in Chief Lolo Long?"
"Yep." He stared at me.
"Oh, boy.
She's the one who, convinced me to investigate the situation concerning Jaya." He made a face.
"The basketball player. So, what's the situation with her?"
"She's been receiving threats for the last year or so."
"But she's not missing?"
"No."
"Well, thank God for small miracles."
He slumped back in his chair. "No one has reported the notes."
"Sheriff, according to the FBI's National Crime Information Center, 5,590 indigenous women went missing last year alone. There's been a public outcry, and the Department of Justice has been coordinating task forces and cooperation between federal and local authorities, but it's like we're in a war here. Women are disappearing at such a rate that we can't keep up, so threats really aren't high on the list."
"Can I see the file on Jeannie One Moon?" Ignoring the large pile, he picked up another, slightly smaller one from the surface of his desk, and handed it to me.
"You can have it. I made your copy."
I sat back in my chair, opened the folder, and looked at the same poster that had been stapled to the power pole. You could see the family resemblance, but this face was more open than Jaya's, ready to meet the world and be a part of it.
"There's no great conspiracy here, Sheriff. No one's trying to sweep these women under the rug, but there's only so much we can do with the limited manpower and personnel that we have to work with in the kind of geography we're talking about here. I mean, the area in question."
He looked at the files and shook his head.
"And then there's the inherent difficulties."
"Such as?" He pointed at the file.
"In this one family alone, one brother that was shot by an officer here in Billings, another sister who was hit by a car and killed, and an 11-year-old who committed suicide. Where's a kid like that supposed to go?"
He looked at the ceiling.
"Where's the hope?"
Henry stood, walked to the window, and stared out.
"We had officers from Wyoming and South Dakota up here helping us out with thermal drones, helicopters, you name it. We've even got a YouTube channel."
He flipped the top file onto his desk.
"Barbara Heaney, 14 years old, found 2 weeks later, hypothermia."
He flipped another file onto the desk.
"Bella Gray Wolf, mother of five, found in the Pryor Mountains, hypothermia."
He flipped another.
"Kayla Morningflower, found in somebody's backyard in Hardin, lying there with the firewood where some jogger discovered her, hypothermia."
He tipped the stack over, and it slid across his desk like an avalanche.
"We can't keep up."
"Controlled substances?"
"Controlled, I like that," he snorted. "Alcohol, methamphetamines, crack, you name it. But it's hard to find trace elements after exposure. Hell, Sheriff, you know what a body looks like after 2 weeks in the wild."
"Physical abuse?"
"Hell yeah! You tell me why a woman runs out into a blizzard and tries to sleep in a doghouse."
I closed the file. "And then there's Jeannie."
"And then there's Jeannie."
He slumped in his chair, his hands falling to his lap.
"No sign, no nothing. Like she disappeared from the face of the earth.
I like to think that she caught a ride with some guy and is out there living on the coast, someplace warm like California. Someplace away from all this shit.
But you and I know that isn't the likely case.
No, probably not.